From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. This Friday in New York, a new opera will have its world premiere. There will be some common operatic elements, Norse gods, warriors, bloody battles, a grand quest for truth. But this opera, Odin, it's called, written by Vermont percussionist Donald Kanak, is very different. It is performed on hundreds of pieces of junk. Andrea Shea reports.
Before you run screaming from your radio in fear of some quirky NPR story about an environmentalist who concocted an opera for recycled materials, consider this. Donald Kanak, a.k.a. the Junkman, is a classically trained percussionist who studied with John Cage. Choreographer Twyla Tharp thought enough of Kanak's compositions to ask him to write two for her company. Donald Kanak performed this with Tharp's dancers at the Kennedy Center. Conductor Robert Franz commissioned a piece from Kanak for the Mansfield Symphony Orchestra in Ohio. He says if the idea of music played on scrap wood, saw blades, and used pie tins scares you, you're not alone.
And I can tell you that actually when I first brought this to the staff of the Mansfield Symphony, there was fear in their hearts as well.
Conductor Robert Franz says this 35-minute concerto for orchestra and junk is a complex contemporary work, and Donald Kanak is a legit composer.
Before he was the junk man, Don was a very talented and working percussionist. He was a member of the Louisville Orchestra for a number of years, but he was also a member of the Buffalo Philharmonic. So he had gone to school, gotten his degrees in percussion, won jobs as a percussionist in orchestras, which, by the way, is no mean feat.
But Kanak gave up coveted positions and some measure of job security to pursue a career in junk. 15 years ago, he packed up his kit bag and moved to the Green Mountain State.
Welcome to Vermont.
Smells like Vermont. Burning
wood.
Yeah,
everybody's still burning wood, yeah.
Kanak's modest cobalt blue house is in Manchester, not too far from the Stratton Mountain Ski Resort. His recording studio is upstairs, but the tools of his trade are kept in a crowded, organized shed just steps from the house. Inside, it looks like a cross between Dr. Frankenstein's lab and the back of Fred Sanford's truck. Kanak rummages through a plastic garbage can labeled heavy metals.
This is an old artillery shell. It's made of brass. But that's too nice of a sound. I'm looking for something that's going to be a little more cutting.
The percussionist needs one more instrument for his new opera.
Well, this could be interesting. Let's see what this is. I think this is nice. This is some kind of an electrical conduit cover. Yeah, we'll go with that.
Kanak says he fell under junk's spell 3 decades ago. As a percussionist with a Louisville orchestra, he was sent to a junkyard to find 6 metal plates for another composer's work. Since then, Kanak says your run-of-the-mill marimba isn't enough.
When you're writing for a symphony orchestra, we have drums and we have cymbals and we have tuned, like xylophone and timpani. All of those are specific sound colors that the composer is using. What the junk does is because there are just so many thousands of pieces of metal out there and wood and all that, it's as if for every one color a traditional composer has in percussion, I'm given a couple of hundred.
Kanak admits the transition from glockenspiel to gas can wasn't easy. At first, some fellow percussionists snickered, but that changed when he worked with composer John Cage in the early 1970s.
Essentially, he was kind of the glue for me. He's the one that allowed everything in my life to make sense because I had had this experience with junk before, but I was also a trained composer in a classical sense. And then I met him, and I discovered that he had written these 3 constructions for percussion in the late 30s and the early 40s, and they all included found objects.
Brake drums, anvils, and metal cylinders. Kanak eventually recorded Cage's work under the composer's supervision. some of those same instruments turn up in Kanak's latest composition, Odin. Like Wagner's Ring Cycle, Kanak's opera is based on the Nordic god of the title, a split personality that Kanak finds fascinating.
He was the Viking god of war, and he was simultaneously the god of knowledge. And he was credited with, starting the alphabet and poetry. And so he knew as the god of knowledge that if anything could defeat the god of war, it was going to be knowledge.
To tell his story, Kanak needed more than a bunch of percussionists beating aggressively on hunks of metal and wood. He also needed a chorus.
One, two, three.
Performing arts students crowd into a rehearsal room at New York University, where Odin is being staged. The voice coach is Michael Douglas Jones. He's sung in operas all over the world and says while Odin is a contemporary work, it still hews to tradition.
There's passion in here, there's sex, there's death and killing.
All things that make opera, opera.
I can't stand opera, so my first reaction was, oh, great, what do I have to do with this?
Timpanist Jonathan Haas specializes in conducting percussion music. He's on the faculty at NYU, and after listening to Kanak's demo, he was convinced enough that he talked the school into taking a chance on Odin. 10 of Haas's students are playing junk for the first time, including a xylophone made of snowboards, as well as lampshades and a Beck's beer mini keg.
Playing them and learning how to create beautiful sounds is actually a challenge. And I think that everybody learns and benefits when they go back to classical percussion instruments. It actually raises the bar on everything.
Composer Donald Kanak learned that lesson a long time ago from the man who made art out of a urinal.
Marcel Duchamp said, tools that are no good require more skill. And that's kind of become my mantra, the idea of taking tools that are no good, in other words, taking junk, things that people have discarded and said, that's of no more value to me. And I find a whole new value for these materials in terms of making music that hopefully people want to hear.
Donald Kanak has never gone back to making music with traditional percussion instruments, preferring instead the sounds of the cracked and contorted objects the rest of us throw away. For NPR News, this is Andrea Shea.